Now, we'll make those assessments as in the ensuing days. You know, we're quietly confident.
When you don't bring effort or you don't play to what the instructions are, and that you have to find out what the reason is.
He's in the mix, stayed in the mix because of what he did today, so it was quite encouraging.
Thursday's selection day in the AFL. Who's in? Who's out? Who have you lost patience with? Call 9429 1116 to join the match committee and pick your team's best side.
Yes, Greg Denham's match day team committee. You're on it. Who's in? Who's out? Greg, have you got any suggestions this week for your famous club, the West Coast Eagles, or do you barrack for Fremantle, or do you barrack for the Doggies? I know you're a Carlton member.
I barrack for good over evil, Kevin, so I'm barrack for West Coast and Fremantle at times. You know that. Look, there's an obvious one for mine at Carlton. They're not travelling very well. If you recruit a 21-year-old as your first pick in the national draft, you've got to play him. So I think that Bokhurst has to come in this week. Played in a practice match. He won't be the only change either, but for the Blues, he must come in. You can't recruit those sort of blokes and not play them. I would imagine that he would. White and Mental are probably going to miss anyway. And I think Smith might be lucky to hold his spot.
Okay, let's hit the lines. Who's in, who's out? Gary's from Roxburgh Park. G'day, Gaz.
G'day, Kevin and Greg.
G'day, mate.
I'm thinking Richmond ought to make about four changes.
Yep.
Well, bring back Tyrone Vickery if he's fit. Put in... Nashley Edwards and DeLea are going to come back. That'll replace all the injuries. And I wouldn't mind moving Griffith to centre back to replace Grimes. And maybe give that kid either Warren McKenzie's son or Liam McBean a gig.
Big McKenzie and Big McBean. He's been around for a while, hasn't he, McBean? We've heard a lot about him when he's been playing
top three draft pick in his year. Going back for, he's been there a while now. I think he's his third or fourth year.
So Grimes is out, so that's interesting. So the whether or not they want to throw someone else back there, but Gary wants to put Ben Griffiths back there. He wants Tyrone Vickery to come back in the side. Didn't play last week, did he, because of a knee problem?
Yep.
But there was some talk in the press that he's an outside chance I wrote that
earlier in the week, that he certainly hasn't been overlooked for selection this week. Quite a few injury problems. So obviously, you know, Edwards, Delidio, you'd hope they play. And then they'll make some selection decisions as well.
Nick Del Santo, an update from the North Melbourne Football Club, is to undergo surgery to repair the hamstring. He hurt last week against Brisbane. He's going to face a very lengthy period on the sidelines. It's his left leg where the muscle joins the tendon, and he's going to be operated on this afternoon. So we need all North Melbourne selectors to tell us who's going to take the spot of Nick Del Santo. Let's go to Edo on the road. G'day, Edo.
G'day, Kev and Greg. How are you, boys?
Good, you?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, fellas, I'm a pretty big Doggies fan, and I just cannot understand why the Doggies just continue to persist with Ace Cordy.
Two handballs last week.
He's got to go, mate. Like, he seriously can't do anything. He gets near the footy, he drops it. He can't go into the ruck and help Minnow out because he can't ruck.
You've got him out. Who's coming in?
They just bring Jake Redpath back in. I don't know why they dropped him in the first place.
Well, he didn't get a touch in the first half against West Coast. Kick one goal, five possessions in the second half. But, you know, sometimes it's a bit harsh. I reckon some players need more than one game. They need to be given a chance just of playing more than one. Unfortunately, Cordy doesn't fit on with you, Edo. I don't think he fits into that category. I haven't seen him do anything for 8 years, Gonski.
Well, how good are the Bulldogs going? If Ace Cordy, you tell me, he's had two handballs last week. Tom Boyd had one kick for the game, and the Bulldogs beat the Tigers by three goals.
How good are they going in two games? They've kicked about, I think, 24, 26 goals. Two goals from key forwards. That's it. From those big two, well, not Cordy's not a key forward.
And you still won't apologise?
Kevin, I'll apologise for not tipping them. That's my problem. But apologise for what else? Nothing.
Off the message bank, the Pies can't kick a score, so how about we pick a bloke like Patrick Carnesi's to take the pressure off Cloak? Others, Delidio, Edwards and Asprey to come in for the Tigers. Lambert, Pettard and Grimes out. Delidio, if he's not fit, bring Knights. We'll come back into the side. Others are saying Dylan Buckley needs to come in for the Blues, needs some Carlton passion in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Kel rates Tom Hickey highly and wants him in. But the difficult thing is, of course, he's considered Billy Longer must hold his
spot. He played a bit better last week, Billy Longer. He's got a long way to go. He played a bit better. This is a really interesting one. Someone wants Brent Stanton out of the game. Amazing. James Hurd actually after the game in his pre-match address to the media praised him for his efforts on the weekend.
Well, I don't think he's going to be dropped if that's the case. No.